Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for February 28, 2026. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. Here ends the reading. The verses I just read are part of a larger argument in 1 Corinthians where Paul is defining what it means to be a spiritual leader. In particular, he is continuing to make his case that the ways in which the Corinthian congregation is aligning with this or that teacher, Apollos, Peter, and even Paul himself, is contributing to the congregation's internal divisions and not supporting the congregation in its witness. Christ is not divided. Paul is abundantly clear about this. So when Paul cautions the Corinthians about not passing judgment, he has a specific context in mind, the divisions and contentions in Corinth. And yet, I find these verses to be quite helpful in a more general sense as well. We live in a culture where everyone, it seems, has an opinion, and with the ubiquity of social media platforms, the ability to broadcast those opinions. We are surrounded every day with all sorts of judgments. Now, I do believe that there are some things clearly right and some things clearly wrong, some things clearly just and some things clearly unjust, some things patently good and others abundantly evil. And certainly we should be on the side of the right, the good, and the just. But perhaps we could all do with being a bit more reticent with our opinions, especially those formed in the heat of the moment or in the midst of any sort of traumatic event. To take care in our speech is not the same as tacitly supporting things that are wrong, unjust, or evil, but it is to make sure that we are using our speech in holy and life-giving ways. This morning, Saturday, February 28, we woke up to the news that the United States had initiated a military action against Iran. By this evening, we were hearing reports of Iran's retaliatory strikes throughout the region. This is the sort of situation where we know death will arrive in all sorts of horrific ways as a result of the machinery of war. All day today, I've walked around with a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. It's that feeling of anxiety, helplessness, and dread. And it's too early to really know what all of this means and how long this latest round of violence will last. But here's one thing I do know. Military action is never simple or clean. Blowing up things is much easier than building up things. And innocent people always die as a result. So tonight, I'm attempting to be judicious in my speech, while also mindful of my own convictions about war. I will pray for peace and pray for wisdom for those who are the leaders of our country, Iran, Israel, and all the other countries which will be impacted by today's actions. And even though it is difficult, I will put my trust in the Lord, who will, at His coming again, bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength known but the strength of love, so mightily spread abroad Your Spirit, that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen.